Joining me in studio right now is Representative Rod Furness. He is running for re-election in District 31, Seat B. Representative Furness, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thanks for having me. It's a joy to be here.
Well, it's been a busy time with the session. What was the most eventful part of this session for you?
You know, we have great people there in the legislature, and this year it took a while for us to get through it. House Bill 521 was probably the most impressive bill that we ran, and it had quite a few mutations during the time in the legislature, but it really was a two-part bill. 521 had a higher part where we put $1.5 billion toward facilities, and we did that by the number of students in each school, pretty much. And some schools got quite a bit of money, and some schools didn't get very much. Salmon, for example, got $2.8 million. Ada or Meridian got almost $140 million. But they also have 53 elementaries there. So as it goes, it went really well. The reason we did it that way is because Idaho, with its superb credit rating, could buy a bond at a lower rate than individual schools could buy a bond. So it was better to do it on economies of scale through the state of Idaho with our good credit rating and our good rate, and then disseminate the money that way. The other part of 521 is what we did. We fixed House Bill 292 from last year, and there was quite a few fixes there. And what that bill does is we sent $75 million down that pipeline to lower property tax or to pay off bonds, or the schools could save the money if they didn't have any bonds to pay off. And that worked out really well, too. In this bill, we also lowered the income tax rate from 5.8 to 5.695. That saves Idahoans about $60 million in taxes to do that. There are several other things in that bill. We called it the Christmas tree bill, and it worked out really well. I think that was probably the most eventful bill that was passed this session.
Well, that's a huge savings for our state. And, you know, over the last several years, there have constantly been these school election bonds, and sometimes they have failed, and then schools are left scrambling, trying to figure out how they're going to make room for all the students. And a lot of the schools are at that point where they've needed upgrades. So this is certainly some good news as far as that goes. Representative, you've also been associated with the Period Project and been really supportive of them. And I think one of the really cool things that I'd like for people to know about this is that this started with one of your constituents coming to you. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
You bet. Whenever good legislation is proposed, it's because there's a groundswell in your area where several or many people come together with an idea. And this idea originated in Jefferson County, Avery Hendricks, and she's put together many donations to put feminine hygiene products in schools. I think they currently have 29 schools that they provide products to. The problem with donations, though, is it's not a consistent funding for those products, and so as donors drop on or come on, it's inconsistent. So we tried to look at a bill this year, or last year it was, and it failed by one vote to be funded so that girls could have feminine hygiene products in schools in the lower grades for free. What we're trying to look at now and what we looked at then was look at a private partnership and try to get donations that would at least supply the dispensers for these products, and maybe the state could pick up the amount of money it costs for supplies. And that would be an ongoing appropriation. I think that's a good way to look at it. Utah did that. They passed this on a unanimous basis. I'm happy to help with the project. It originated in Jefferson County, and she's a great patriot.
Well, and you and I were both at the Period Project Gala on Friday night. What a great celebration of people coming together and just celebrating this idea of doing what we can to help others. And I think there's a lot of
Yeah, that's probably true. It made me uncomfortable at first. Took me a while to get in the hang of it. I have four daughters, and so I understand the problem, seen the embarrassment. I used to be the president of the Education Foundation for Rigby, and we had a lot of requests at that time. Teachers would ask for money for feminine hygiene products because they were supplying those at the schools. I saw the need and heard the many stories of embarrassment, or where a girl has to go up to a male principal and ask for supplies, or even a male teacher. It's just the right thing to do. We supply soap and toilet paper in bathrooms for everyone. I think it's a good idea to supply feminine hygiene products.
Well, Representative, what are some of the other projects that you're really passionate about?
Well, at the end of session this year, I had two bills that came, and we didn't get them quite through because we ran out of time. One of those bills was HCR 45. What that was it's kind of complicated. I've been working with the Treasury and the Comptroller for the last number of years to put together a cash management plan for the state of Idaho. Now that cash is worth a lot of money, for the last 10 years, it really hasn't been any money in cash because it's been a zero interest rate. Now we're getting 5 to 6% on cash. We need to develop a cash management plan in the state of Idaho. Many agencies have 1x cash, 5x cash, and even 10x cash in operating their agencies. And so we need to make sure those are even, and we need to make sure the cash is being used at the proper time. And by coordinating those cash plans, we could probably save the taxpayers millions, maybe even $30 million a year in revenue.
That's a big savings too. $30 million, wow.
Yeah, the other program that we're really looking hard at, let me just turn to my notes, was House Bill 755. And basically what this did is House Bill 521 was a great bill, but didn't get the money down to the smaller schools that really had a problem. Salmon currently has an elementary school where we have raw sewage running under that building. Mm-hmm. We have foundations sinking as much as 6 inches. We have kids crossing the street that have to come back across the street to go to the bathroom. And so there's a real need in that school, and we have several other places in Idaho with real facilities needs. So House Bill 755, what it does is it has a grant process where schools can make application and see, and we can look at that application and see how needy the school is and then appropriate money to those schools that need it the most. I found a bill that was written 15 years ago, had $25 million in it, had never been used. So we transferred that money to this bill in order to use that money appropriately and see if we could help some facilities. And then if it works, and I believe it will, it passed out of House Ed unanimously. When that happens, we may be able to appropriate more money based on need rather than average student.
Well, Representative Furness, if people would like to know more about you and your campaign, what's the best way for them to go about that?
RodFurness.com is a good way. And then I'm on Facebook and I'm on X. And I'd welcome any of your questions. My phone number is everywhere. You're welcome to call me. My email is everywhere. I have my phone forwarded to my cell phone. It's from the Capitol. Happy to help.
Well, Representative Rod Furness, running for re-election in District 31, Seat B, thanks for stopping by the studio.
Thank you.